And as I've been promising, you know, if you've seen social media posts, the Press, Daily Dispatch carried an article today. The SA Agulhas 2 is visiting our port this weekend, and great excitement among schools, lots of school groups going to visit, and also the media being invited to attend presentations on the SA Agulhas 2. And talking of that, an organization called Polyco is part of this visit, and I've got the pleasure of speaking to the CEO of Polyco, and that's Patricia Pillay, who's on the line. And Patricia, good morning. Welcome to the show. And thank you very much for taking time to chat to us.
Morning, Wayne. Yeah, we're super excited to get to East London to be ready to welcome the SA Agulhas.
Great. And are you on the boat at the moment, or are you the sort of advanced party?
Well, we're the advanced, but I'm really fortunate to be able to get on in East London and then make the final to Cape Town. So I'm looking forward to that part of the voyage.
Oh, that's a great two-day trip that I think a couple of media members are also going on. But Patricia, you are the CEO of an organization called Polyco, and you're going to be displaying your call it products and your information at the on the SA Agulhas during the open day. But first of all, please tell us about Polyco and the role of a producer responsibility organization, which is basically what you are.
Yes, thanks. I think a lot of people don't understand the importance of how they dispose of their waste. Mm. You know, they consume and then they either put it into their waste bins or don't, and then it's forgotten. But there's such an important role that consumers can play, and that's part of what Polyco does. We, as you said, a producer responsibility organization, and we really focus on growing the collection, recycling, and responsible management of plastic packaging in South Africa. We are really funded by the brand owners, the retailers, the packaging converters in the country through the EPR scheme. So we have over 650 members in this country who believe in the fact that there is a value in waste.
Right, right. And I think, you know, if you look at on the ground at grassroots level, you've got your call them waste pickers. You know, they go through dustbin bags on collection day and pull out all the tins and other stuff, which has value. That's a step in the right direction. That rubbish has value, would then create industries. But why is this important for Polyco as a partner? And what messages are you hoping to share with the visitors to the SA Agulhas?
You know, I think you hit it on the head. I mean, I've seen the waste pickers. We also work with a lot of them. And I think we call them, you know, waste reclaimers. And it's important that we look at the role they play. Mm. They actually created this economy because of the lack of resources that we have, of separation at source, with us not just throwing everything into one bin. They're helping us with that. And then also taking it to a site where they can sell it off and then it can be recycled. So it's such a valuable role that was missing in the sector. But what we're saying as Polyco, and at the event as well, we'll be encouraging students, and then the open day as well, where citizens can come in, is to say, recycle, make sure that you can separate. So how much better if you could separate and say, here's my plastic, here's my cardboard. So those waste reclaimers don't need to dig into those bins, you know, where you're putting your dog's poo and your leftover food, etc. And it makes it so much easier. And then even if you have a service in the area where you have a recycling person coming to pick up, it's already separated.
Yes.
So those are the things that we will be teaching people, sharing with even young people at the stand, and saying to them, here's information as well. We have leaflets as well at the stand. And we also have a competition. You know, you come in, you learn about what we're doing. You take a picture with our mascot, Binny, whom we love. And then there's five exciting prizes that we'll be giving away post the event. So I think it's really exciting opportunity for us as a partner with the department to give information as well.
And that leads me to my next question, and that is, what can we expect when we visit your exhibition this weekend on the SA Gallus 2?
Yeah, I think very important is how plastic recycling works. I think the journey of plastic from waste to new products, the impact of recycling on reducing environmental pollution, you know, there'll be engaging activities, displays, practical tips on how individuals can improve recycling habits at home and in their communities. You know, this partnership with the department is such a critical one, and we're really honored that the department is working and allowed us to be part of this is because this research that they do in the Gallus, just the work that the department is doing is absolutely critical, because if we don't understand the size of the problem, we don't understand the impact to the marine species, etc., we as organizations are not able to support the planet, we're not able to support the department in their work. So I think part of what we will be doing is educating the public, but also working with the department as well on the day and gathering data and making sure that the results and the awareness and the education have a meaningful impact going forward.
And you know, recycling in this country, unfortunately, is not as big as it should be. But how does Polyco's work contribute to South Africa's recycling and sustainability efforts? You know, obviously, as a population, we've still got a lot of education that needs to happen. And that's obviously where you come into the picture.
Yes, I think besides just, like I was saying, the basics of people not knowing how to recycle or not separating the households, or some households not even having collection. And that's the reality of the South Africa we live in, is many people don't even have bins, don't have people collecting. There's also the issue of recycling facilities. They are limited to certain areas. It makes it difficult for communities to participate. And I talk about a story where I personally, when I lived in Johannesburg, I drove around with the waste in my boot, and it went to the office because I was getting late, because there was no spot. The spot where I used to drop off had moved. So these are the realities of facilities. So the idea of Polyco also is to work with companies to establish facilities, to work with enterprises, new businesses, to say, you know, are you doing something? Can we enhance your facility? So we create more of these spots around the country where people can come to drop off their waste, where these reclaimers can go to. They don't have to walk miles in the sun or in the rain. So it makes it more accessible to people.
Right. And looking at challenges, what are the biggest challenges in encouraging better recycling habits amongst South Africans? I think you've possibly mentioned a couple there where the infrastructure isn't quite in place yet, you know, where a recycling point suddenly disappears. Oh dear, now you've got a boot full of rubbish. Where do you go with it?
Yes, yeah, so we actually also, through the EPR scheme and the collection of the levies, we have a project committee that also takes applications from businesses, and we're able to then give funding to companies so who want to set up recycling plants, recycling facilities, and we have people on the ground who go out and scan the areas and actually say, you know, what's going on? Are you in trouble? Do you need support? And then where there's gaps, we can fill those gaps. So I think it's a lot of work, I must tell you, Wayne. You know, we can't do it alone, and that's why partnerships are so important, collaborations with other PROs, with the department, with the municipality as well. You know, we all work and try and work together as best as we can, but we also need the consumers to play their role. We also need the public. We need schools, and that's why the 60 schools that will be there are also critical with our schools program, because things change every day. People open, people close, and we want to create an awareness system where this ecosystem can work together. For example, there is an app that's been created where you can go on and check where is my nearest center where I could drop off, for example.
Right.
So these are the kind of things that we're working on.
And, you know, just I'm just thinking aloud, here in East London, there are, well, I know of one company and possibly others as well, that that have been set up specifically to do pickups and set up points around town for recycling to be dropped off and probably processing of the goods as well. But any message to listeners, and something that maybe if I may add is, you know, it's easy as a consumer, one who goes to the shop, you buy a can of cool drink and you drink it and you throw it into the nearest bin. But, you know, surely a lot of this actually starts with the end user to be kind of get into the thinking of how do we do this, how do we separate our good our rubbish, and to actually then do it. Sort of any last messages for our listeners?
Yes, I think for me it's to become more aware of our footprints on this planet, and just that awareness, because I think people think recycling and that it's complicated. It's actually not. And every small action counts. You know, I think for me, it's just these little small steps that we take, being mindful of the impact that we're making. Like I said, a little thing of just sorting into little bags in your household. You know, we can get complicated now to say, just rinse off the debris of or the yogurt inside the tin, because the tub, because then it makes it cleaner, you know, no contamination. But just little things when you're buying. What are you buying? Are you over consuming? You know, sometimes as people, you know, I'm so used to just getting things easily. But are you buying too much? And then it adds to the packaging. Yeah. So I think just little steps of becoming aware of what is your footprint on this planet. How much waste are you creating that could possibly end up in landfill or worse still in the ocean?
And or just dumped on the side of the road. And if I can put a cat amongst the pigeons, and I'm not going to mention any fast food outlets by name here because it's not a slam fast food outlets question. But, you know, when you go to drive-thrus, you get a lot of packaging that obviously to a certain extent is necessary to keep your cool drink from spilling all over the car and things like that. But unfortunately, you see a lot of that same packaging on the side of the road a kilometer or two away from the fast food place. What is this an education process that we need to go through here?
You know, for me, it's a case of, is there a need for more bins? Is there a need for the actual fast food outlet to be responsible? But then you think, I mean, is there a problem with just keeping that in your car? And then when you get home or you get to the nearest bin to disposing of it, you know, that's the point for me, is how responsible are we being with our own waste? You know, once that is on the ground, there's no guarantee that somebody is going to come pick it up. It's going to blow. I mean, it's East London. Eastern Cape is known for its wind. It's going to end up in an ocean or somewhere. And so let's just think about how we're behaving. I think for me, you know, I'll give you an example. In East London, we have put up bins all along Oxford Street. And then I actually took a photo of it. Somebody had left a can, just a sort of a 10 steps from the bin. And I made a joke and I said, it almost made it to the bin. You know, and it's that kind of picture that you have where, what was there if the person walked the 10 steps and just put it into the bin? You know, it's that education, like you're saying, which is so important. So it's all of us that can work together. Yes, maybe we can have more bins, but also it's a case of saying, don't dispose of it. Just keep it with you. Keep a packet with you. I mean, we have this joke because all of us in this industry tend to always have a packet, because we're always seeing something on the floor and we pick it up naturally because we know, you know, it's going to just fly away or just be tramped on. So I think just start being aware of what are you doing with your waste, and just keep hold on to it, and there will be a bin. And if not, you know, speak out, ask your municipal council person to get more bins. There's a big project that we've done with Buffalo City Municipality. I must tell you, they have been amazing partners to Polyco. where they've supported us last year. We put up many stations across Dinsani, and all across the areas, Malinda, etc., with buyback centers. So you will see a lot more collectors that are going out. So there's a lot of work that Buffalo City Municipality is doing. And I must say, I as an outsider have come in, and it does look cleaner. And I am feeling more hopeful about East London and the Eastern Cape now.
East London, unfortunately, has got a reputation for not being one of the cleaner cities. In fact, the Eastern Cape, especially if you go into some of the rural areas, they are a sight to behold when it comes to rubbish. But just a last question, if I may, and something that possibly could be lobbied, is organizations like your fast food outlets, and in fact anybody who does packaging for foods and products, is could there not be a request made to put little labels and signage? You know, let's say you go into your favorite fast food outlet and there's a sign up next to the menu, or when you go through the drive-thru, a sign sort of where you're standing waiting for your collection that says, please remember to throw your rubbish in a bin or keep it until you get home. You know, maybe make suggestions of what people could do with it. That might, I know people don't read signs and they don't take notes, but maybe it's just sowing that seed.
I absolutely love these suggestions, and maybe it's a good call to some of the fast food outlets that are listening, owners, etc., managers, to say, you know, are you keen to do a partnership with Polygo? A lot of you may already be members of ours. You know, let's trial a exciting campaign. Even a we could put up a dump site behind your outlet or close by, and get a collector to come and do it, but incentivize people even. You know, there's so many options. Let's get people excited again about waste. I know that sounds ridiculous, but, you know, let's get them excited. You know, in many countries, and us as well, we've worked with retailers on a returnable system. So there's a machine in store, and you come in and you just put back your old bottles, etc., that you have, and you get a little voucher. I mean, there are ways that we can get people excited and to throw what they've eaten. So, I mean, maybe then the challenge is to listeners to say, you know, if you have ideas and if you're an owner of a fast food outlet or any outlet that wants to partner with us on a returnable system or thinks of an exciting way, you know, please, you know, reach out to us.
To Polyco.
And, to Polyco and... Chantal's our marketing manager, and she would love to get an email about an exciting idea. You know, she loves these challenges,
you know,
campaigns.
I'm just thinking once again that, you know, if I was the owner of a brand of fast food outlet ABC, and I saw my brand lying around on the beach in the form of rubbish, I don't think I would be that happy.
Absolutely, and that, and this is the reason why, when the PepsiCos of the world and the Coca-Colas of the world get the amount of attention that they do, because it's their brands that are floating on the rivers. And, you know, in a way, you know, I do feel a little bit of compassion for them, because they make the brand, they try and be as responsible, there's labeling on the bottles, they invest heavily in companies like ours, in PROs, they're very involved with us, and we try everything we can to make consumers aware. It's not that they don't want people to, you know, to do the right thing, and then you get one consumer who actually doesn't care.
Yes.
And then, like you said, it's their reputation at stake. So it's not an ideal world. It's not an ideal situation. But hopefully, with all these awareness activities, being at the open days, etc., maybe that one person who would have normally thrown it would be at the exhibition. Maybe they'll even win the competition. And they'll think, oh, before I actually throw it, let me actually do the right thing. And I think that's what keeps us going at Polygo, is the fact that if we can change one mind, one behavior, then we're almost there to winning the fight. You know, I think that's what keeps us going.
One drop at a time fills the bucket eventually.
Yes. Absolutely, absolutely.
Patricia, thank you very, very much. We've actually run out of time. In fact, we've gone over the time that we were planning to talk to you today. But, you know, when you're talking rubbish, you just keep going.
Absolutely. No, I love the chat. And I mean, anytime, you know, we actually run a series of educational. So whenever you need us, please call on us. You know, we can share more details on how to recycle our different campaigns. So we are there for you guys to be able to, you know, do things better. And I think there's a lot of potential to get Indeed. The coast clean again.
Well, we need to keep this coast clean. Patricia, thank you very, very much for your time and enjoy your stay in East London.
Thank you. All the best.
Then. Thanks a lot. That's Patricia Pillay, who is the CEO of Polyco, and they are involved in recycling and also part of the visit of the SA Gallus 2 to the Port of East London this weekend. Do pop down to the port to go and say hi to Patricia and ask plenty of questions, especially if you are interested in recycling.